Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're joined by Richard Andrus, the Niagara County GOP chair. He'll be among those meeting today in Batavia to discuss how and who. How do you replace Chris Collins on the ballot, and who do you replace him with? Richard, thanks so much for joining us this morning. What has the past almost a week now been like for you in terms of hearing this news and now realizing you're going to have to scramble to come up with another option?
Well, I was quite shocked when we got a phone call at roughly maybe 20 minutes before it hit the news. And I was very surprised, and I kind of could see at that point that it was really going to throw the next little while in up in the air, that's for sure.
Now, you and your seven other GOP chairmen from these seven other counties all getting together tonight, do you think that, I mean, not happening tonight, but do you think that in the next week or 10 days you can come to a consensus?
We need to. There's really no other choice. We need to get, whoever the candidate's going to be has to have time and the ability to get their message out there to the voters. So it behooves us to get a candidate relatively quickly. But the one thing that the chairs are very cognizant of is to not be too rushed in the process and come out with a flawed decision.
Are you surprised at how many people have thrown their hat in the ring?
Well, when you get down to it, Congress is the big show. Congress is, if you're in this business, everybody wants to move up, and that's of course, every young politician's dream, right? So I can certainly appreciate, everybody wanting to do it. It's a once in a lifetime opportunity for a lot of these guys, and certainly I think we've got an A-list of candidates that stretches pretty far.
Now, of the names that have been floating out there since the weekend, are there a few that maybe are front runners, in your opinion?
That's the sort of interesting piece to me, because every county chair that I've talked to has kind of their own front runner or front runners, and that is probably, the reason would be that every candidate has a little piece of the district, but very few people stretch the whole, through all seven or eight counties.
We've been talking a lot this morning about the domino effect that might happen regarding who is tabbed to be on the ballot. If that person takes office and wins election in November, say it's a state senator, then you're forced with that race and, what's kind of a slim majority that Republicans hold in the state Senate. How much attention do you pay to that, the domino effect, once things kind of get moving?
Well, certainly, when we were looking at this a week ago, right before this news hit, we're looking at pretty solid races all around. And, the local chairman that I've been talking to were fairly confident in their candidates. So that would certainly, cross my mind as to what to do next. And, you're likely to have a similar scenario to what we have now if you went that route. But, again, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I'm certainly not going to deny someone because, I'd have to do a little bit more work on finding candidates.
Now, are you preparing, do you think, for a court fight over removing Chris Collins' name from the ballot?
Well, Just on my perspective alone, I haven't had any contacts with the other side, but you can almost see the writing on the wall. They'd certainly love to have Chris Collins' name on the ballot, considering what's been going on in the last week. So I think they'd do anything to keep him on there.
What do you expect to happen tonight when you meet with the other GOP chairs? Is it going to be maybe something finalized tonight, just things to think about moving forward, or will we get any concrete answer on those two big questions? How will Chris Collins' name be replaced, and with who?
Well, I'm certainly looking at the how. That's the big question for me, is getting that kind of mechanism in place to remove his name from the ballot. That's priority number one. And people a lot smarter than I are whiling away the hours trying to figure out how that he could be removed, and there would be good solid legal grounds to make that happen. So we're not going to put ourselves in a position where we're in a prolonged court case that we might lose. We're going to really try to button that down tonight.
And about Collins, they've said that one way to remove his name is to let him run for something else. Are you in favor of that?
Well, I'm in favor of getting him off the ballot. So, whatever, we'll look at all the options on the table. And like I said, there's election lawyers, and there's people that that are a lot wiser on this type of stuff than I am, that'll go through this and really kind of examine what would hold up should we go that route.
All this set into motion by a few phone calls, allegedly made by Chris Collins. What is your disappointment level in Chris Collins?
Well, I would say that certainly I've always kind of appreciated his representation of the district. So I have a hard time slamming a guy that has yet to have his day in court. But certainly I'm disappointed that we have to have this conversation in this race, because he looked like a lock, and it's very unfortunate for everybody involved.
Richard, we appreciate the time this morning. Hope we can touch base again in the next few days. That's Richard Andrus. He's the Niagara County GOP Party Chairman.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!